Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna. So yesterday we spoke something about Akura's visit to Vrindavan and how he took Krishna away. And the reaction of the Brijvasis, Mother Yashoda, and the gopis and Radharani. Rupa Goswami describes that when Akura was taking Krishna away in the chariot, Brindadevi, seeing him go, was crying. And she spoke the following words. Labdha brahmena harata hari sarvadisham vinyasyata ca viraha klamakalakutam hagandina hagandini tanujamandara budarena vikshobita pritula gokula sagaroyam. She said, alas, by churning the great ocean of Gokul, the Mandara mountain of Akura has extracted the moon of Krishna and created the Kalakuta poison of the Brijvasis' anguished separation from Krishna. So, we spoke yesterday something about four different types of viraha, the last of which is called prabhas, which means when Krishna goes somewhere else. And there's two types of prabhas, dura prabhas and sudura prabhas. Dura prabhas is when Krishna goes to herd the cows during the day and the Brijvasis don't see him. And sudura prabhas, is also known as matura prabhas, is when Krishna goes to Mathura and Dwarka. So we know that when Krishna arrived in Mathura, Kamsa had set the elephant Kuvalyapida in an attempt to kill Krishna. Krishna killed that elephant. He killed the washerman. That washerman had Kamsa's clothes. Is a purport. He was giving a message to Kamsa. You have all these upadis, Kamsa. Our dress represents our upadis. And I'm taking these clothes away, I'm also going to take the upadi of your bodily designation away. I'm going to kill you. And Krishna gave mercy on the flower Walla, Sudama. And he killed Chanura and Mushtika. And then he spent some time with Kubja. But what happened? Why didn't he return to Vrindavan? Is it that Krishna didn't want to return to Vrindavan? Should we think that? Jiva Goswami gives a very beautiful description. He says that Krishna was feeling some anxiety in Mathura. He was feeling separation from the Brijvasis. And he kept hearing from different people there, Krishna, you please stay. Krishna had some apprehension. So he went to Dauji, Balaram, and he asked him what to do. And Balaram told him, Yadun ugrasenan gudatan vidhaya drutam ubhabhyam evabhyam gokulam gantabhyam. He told him that you should make the yadus obedient to you and then we'll return to Gokul. So Krishna and Balaram, they went to the assembly hall of the Yadu dynasty. At that time, Vasudev was at home. He wasn't present in that assembly. And in a very sweet way, with folded hands, Krishna told that assembly, I have a request. And everyone present there, they said, you please give us your instruction. What is your agya, your order? And then Krishna told them, my request to you is that you all return to your homes and that you let Maharaj Ugrasena rule as before. And then Balaram and I will return to Braj. Mm-hmm. When Krishna said this, all the members of the Yadu dynasty were quiet. Finally, one elder Yadu, whose name was Bikadru stood up. He was very agitated. And he said, Krishna, previously we had one enemy, Kamsa. And we didn't think about any other enemies because Kamsa was so powerful. And we thought no one else is going to bother us if Kamsa is here. But when you killed Kamsa, many other persons who are similar to Kamsa, who also think themselves very powerful, they've appeared. Jarasandha and millions of other wicked persons like him, flaunting millions of weapons, have sprung up. Bikadru, he said, Krishna, you actually belong to Mathura. You're the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. We know that. Mm-hmm. You're actually our child, not the child of Nanda Maharaj. And so you should protect us. There's no dangers now for the cowherd people. Kamsa's killed. And all those terrible wizards and witches that Kamsa was sending to Braj to harass the Brijvasis, they've all been killed. So now Braj can be peaceful. But we have this problem, so you should stay here. Then Krishna was silent. And without a word, he left the assembly house. And with Balaram, he went to see Vasudeva and Devaki. Krishna came before his parents and offered his obeisances to them. And with folded hands, he said, Father, Mother, please give us permission to return to Braj. Braj right now is without a heart and without light. We have to return. When Vasudeva and Devaki heard Krishna's words, they became quiet. Finally, after a long time, they spoke. And they said that, after so long, we finally attained you. You're our life heirs. And now, you're going to reject us. Akura's mother was also there. And she said, Krishna, the Brijvasis, sometimes they can come to Mathura. And you can have some meeting here. In this place, sometimes they'll come, sometimes they'll go back. Huh? This place can be another Braj. And that way you don't have to leave Mathura. Krishna and Balaram didn't say anything. They went to a private place to discuss. And Krishna told Balaram, we've requested our parents in a very blunt way to return to Braj. But I can see they're worried that we may not return if we go back to Braj. Therefore, they've spoken in this way. And he said that if we ignore the orders of our superior, it won't be auspicious for us. And Krishna said that Bhagavan Ramachandra, in Treta Yuga, he gave up his excellent kingdom. He left his mother. He left his companions, and with his newly wedded wife, Sita, he went to the terrible forest, which is full of rakshasas. So we should consider the results of disobeying the order of our parents. Moreover, in search of us, Jarasandha and others, they'll attack Braj. So I don't know what to do. We should take shelter of Nanda Maharaj's feet. So they went to see Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna and Balaram told him what had happened in the assembly and about the talk with Vasudeva and Devaki. And Nanda Maharaj told them the following. Jatra shadasurad bitihi satatra virahajvarat bhavadvayam bhavatyeve tvakulam sutamanmanaha. O son, fear arises in Mathura because of the demons. And fear arises in Braj because of possible separation from you. These two fears are both existing. Therefore, my mind is troubled. After some consideration, Nanda Maharaj, who had a very soft heart, he said, anyway, we must help them. And that's the instruction that both Narad Muni and Garga Muni have given us. They're Brahmins and sadhus. We should follow their instruction. Considering the words of Narad Muni and Garga Rishi, it was for that reason that I didn't forbid you to come here to Mathura. Nanda Maharaj became quiet for a moment. And then he also evoked the memory of Lord Ramachandra. And he said that, I've heard that Maharaj Dasarath sent his son at a very young age to kill the Rakshasas and protect the sages. And then later on, Ananda Maharaj began to cry. Then later on, Maharaj Dasarath died in separation from Ramachandra. Ananda Maharaj began weeping then. And he embraced his son and looked at his face. Krishna came a little closer to his father and he said in a choked voice, "Oh father, don't have any doubt that all these evil rascals will be killed. The Brijbasis, they're my family. They're my relatives. These Yadus, they're my friends. Sometimes I live near my friends and sometimes I help them. But I always stay with my relatives." Nanda Maharaj was crying and he said, "Krishna, I'll stay here in Mathura with you." And Krishna said, "Father, don't speak like that. If you do like that, then how will my mother survive in separation both from myself and from you?" Nanda Maharaj said, "I'll bring her here to Mathura." And Krishna said, "But father, if you do that, then all of Gokul will be destroyed. These demons will come." So then Nanda Maharaj, he said, "Then I'll bring everyone of Braj here." And Krishna said, "Father, now we have innumerable cows. You can't even count them. And every day they're increasing more and more and more. How many groves, how many parks do they have here in the city? Our cows are going to get enough grass here in these very few parks in the city? We won't be able to take care of them. And the cows, they're our deities. They must be served. If you think that everything is for me and everything is useless without me, then since the cows are my life, father, you should return to Braj and maintain the cows." He said that Jarasandha, who had some friendship with Kamsa, he'll attack Mathura with great armies. And if our relationship, if they know that my heart is in Braj and that I love the Brijbasis more than my own life, if Jarasandha knows that, then he'll also attack Braj with all their armies and they'll destroy everything. It's not a problem for the residents of Mathura because I can build a fort, which Krishna did in Dwarka, and I can protect them. But we have so many cows, Father. If I make a fort, how will the cows exist? How will they continue to live? They need grass. They need some pasture grounds. So better that I act like I don't care about the Brijbasis. Better that I act like I'm indifferent to you, to them. And that way, I can protect you. And he said to Nanda Maharaj, Jata yuvam brajam tata vayam cha sneha dukitan gyatin vo jastamesha yamo vidhaya suridam sukam. Now, dear Father, you should return to Braj. We'll come to see you and our dear relatives who are suffering in separation from us as soon as we've given some happiness to your well-wishing friends. Nanda Maharaj was not happy. He felt as though someone had stuck a javelin, a spear in his heart. But he considered that Krishna's words were correct. He was quiet for a moment. And then thinking, Nanda Maharaj began to beat his forehead. And speaking in an unclear way through his tears, Nanda Maharaj said, how will I make your mother understand? And Krishna told him, Father, don't worry, I'll write her a letter. So weeping and weeping, Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd boys, they left Mathura. Before they left, Krishna collected some different ornaments and gifts. And he gave those to his father. He told him that you give these as gifts to the Brijbasis. Later on, after Uddhava returned to Dwarka, Uddhava reported to Krishna what happened when Nanda Maharaj arrived. Sanatana Goswami tells us this in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He tells what happened when Nanda Maharaj arrived there in Gokul with those ornaments and without Krishna. He said that Bhushanadini Drisvochur Mito Magna Suchambudo. When the people saw that Nanda Maharaj had returned without Krishna and he had some trinkets, some gifts to give them instead, they began crying and crying. And at that time they said, Oho bata mahakashtam vayam etat abhipsavaha etat prasada yogascha gyata krishnena samprati tadasmaj jivanam dik dik tisted kanti dunapi yat nanda gopamscha dik dik ye tam tvakvaitan yupanayan. Alas, alas, alas. Now Krishna thinks that we want these things and we don't want him. He thinks that giving us these trinkets is his mercy. And they said, to hell with our life heirs that are somehow still staying in our miserable bodies. To hell with Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas who left Krishna behind and just brought us these trinkets. Then at that time, the Brijbasis, they gave up all hope. Tatastvad gamanasam cha hitvasaha yashodaya mitta praya bhavan matra rebhire nashanam mahat. The Brijbasis became almost dead. And they concluded, Krishna, he's sending us these trinkets and he's not going to return. And then Mother Yashoda and the Brijbasis decided that they would fast until death. For 3 days, Nanda Maharaj couldn't speak to anyone. He was overcome with grief and feeling that he'd committed a terrible offense. Can you imagine how the Brijbasis must have felt toward Nanda Maharaj? Finally then, he composed himself and he called for a meeting in their assembly house. And he told the Brijbasis, he repeated, he said, Krishna promised to return. And the reason he's not coming back is to protect the cows. He requested that we stay here because otherwise there'll be danger to the cows and we won't be able to protect them. So Nanda Maharaj kept repeating to them, Krishna promised. He promised he's going to return very soon. Hearing that promise of Nanda Maharaj gave life to the Brijbasis. And then Nanda Maharaj told them, Krishna sent these gifts as tokens of his love to you. He'll keep his word. He's going to return home as soon as he finishes his duties there in Mathura. When the simple-hearted people of Braj heard Nanda Maharaj's words, they believed him. Then they saw those ornaments in a different light. They considered them to be signs of Krishna's love. And then they placed them with great love and affection on their bodies. They thought, Shri Krishna, atra samagatya, prasada drabhya sangrahat, visagya palakanna sma nitaram kripa yushyati. When Krishna returns, he'll be pleased to see that we followed his order and that we're wearing these prasadam ornaments remembering him. This will bring Krishna some pleasure. Meanwhile, Krishna was in Mathura and Krishna wrote letters to some of the Brijbasis. He wrote a letter to Mother Yashoda and he sent it with Sridhama, who was still there. That letter said, Ajeni kshira bhaktam ganadadi vilita roti katasya paschat tat paschat dugda pupam tadanu bahu vidanadyamanyesu chanyat mata mayam nikaye mahati rasayate payadeshi twayayan na swapnastannava tatspuranamayam iti smaratam kim tu satyam. He wrote this letter. My dear mother, on the first day, you made sweet rice for me with very nice milk. And on the second day, you made me very fragrant rotis and fresh ghee. The day after that, you prepared some sweets soaked in sweet milk. And then on other days, you made various different foods. Oh, mother, I know. You prepare all these things. And you feed me all these things in the large room in our house, and you serve me in various ways. Don't think it's just a dream. Don't think it's just a spurti, some temporary appearance. You should understand it's satyam. It's an actual fact. And he said in a letter, O mother, O ma, as long as you don't eat, I also won't eat. I'll come soon. Just after killing the enemies, it won't be long. And Krishna, he said that you should know that in the same way, all my dear friends, they will attain me by seeing me. I'll be present there. And not just before my friends, but before all the animals of Braj, before all the cows, and all the forest creatures, the deers, and peacocks, and monkeys, all appear before them, and even before the trees of Braj. They'll see me and they'll hear me. Then Krishna wrote another letter, which he gave to Subal. That letter was for the gopis. Satyam sanchajayusmaniyatamaranuga prananaya nispravana dharmyam me nasti kim chitadapi savayasam shriyatamanivedyam yusmakam yati setumahi ratiratula satu mam pripayanti tatulya sakti riktam nutatanum makarunasmi durakadapi. Krishna wrote in a very wonderful way to the gopis. Yes, it's true. It's true. I gave you up. And thereby your life heirs left your bodies and they followed me. And it's true. Dharmyam me nasti kim chit. There's not a trace of religiosity in me. It's true. I'm a very cruel person. In spite of all that, please listen to me. Please hear my request. Your incomparable love, which breaks all conventions and makes me feel ashamed, it's put me in your debt. Please don't think that I'm ever separate from you. Puryam asyam yadasmi prakatamapi hitam hantakuryam katam tat kim tu chaya sadrikshavsputam ihavirahit tatrasune tu svena nityam abesho yatra yashaspurati sa niyatam tato bhati svayam yat Sputim syam soyam asmityanu bhajati yatatena nanyena tadvat. How can I hide the fact I'm obviously in Mathura? But you should understand that in Mathura, it's only a shadow. My real form is always playing in the groves of Braj. And Krishna said something a little philosophical. Wherever one invests his consciousness deeply, he finds himself in the object of his absorption. He experiences that he is manifested. He is in that manifest form. And then Krishna wrote a letter to Srimati Radharani. Swapne yadradike tvamama shayanam ihapyasrita raja puryam swapnastannasti nunam parimilitam abhutatvayatashavasa. O Radhika, don't think it's a dream you're having at night that you're sleeping in my bed with me in Mathura. It's a fact. And my bed here in Mathura has become laden with the fragrance of your body. When those messages were brought to Vrindavan and they read that letter to Mother Yashoda, Jiva Goswami describes that for 24 minutes in the house of Nanda Maharaj, everyone simply cried. Mother Yashoda, she could understand. She was having these dreams at night. And in one dream, she's offering sweet rice to Krishna and then rotis with ghee. And she's feeding him in the big room in the house. And she didn't tell anyone those dreams. And Krishna is writing back to her, Mother, these are not dreams. This is satyam. This is truth. They read those letters to the gopis. And the gopis penned a reply. Yet sannidasi, balanuja samprati api milanam nasti nastatriti tatsarvam tava maturastiti visruti asmad anvitam gilati. The gopis wrote in a very careful way. The gopis may have been feeling some man and some sulkiness. And when Krishna wrote to them, he acknowledged that. But in their reply, the gopis were very, very careful what they said to Krishna. O Krishna, we've read your letter and it's true. We're meeting you as you've described in your message. But you should know that maturastiti visrutirasmad anvitam gilati. There's a rumor we've been hearing that you'll stay in Mathura. And that rumor is devouring us. Iha nijam agamanam va yadaskrit astitti sadisasi satyam tat priyatarapi brahmayati chittam muhustvad antadihi. O beloved, you've said that you'll come and meet us often in your spurti. And although that's true, separation from you agitates our heart. Esyasi satyam tamiha brajya janatayo sukam datum apiya shanamaya kalasa tuna prati kolpatetra kolpaya. It's true, they didn't disagree with Krishna. It's true that very soon you're going to return to Braj to give happiness to everyone. Certainly this is true. But that short time of your absence, we hope, is like a kulpa for us. There was no reply from Srimati Radharani, but there was a reply from some of her sakis. Vaidyastacha valante danvantari van madopuriyam umada pasmarajam riti riti kritikam mahoshadam prishtam. The letter from Radharani Sakhi said, in Mathura, we've heard that there are many doctors as expert as danvantari. We have a request for you. Please inquire from them if they know a powerful medicine that can counteract madness, epilepsy, and death. That was the request from Radharani's sakis. Rupa Goswami, in his Lalita Madhav, he's described that Srimati Radhika became Ummadini Radha. She became a madwoman. And she began running here and there in Braj, trying to find Krishna, and sometimes seeing a tamal tree and thinking that was him. And then once seeing a peacock on top of Govardhan Hill and in a dark cloud, and mistaking that dark cloud and the peacock to be Krishna, she ran there. She became a mad person. And then one day, Srimati Radharani, she saw a crow that was flying to Mathura. And she told that crow, Bratharvaya samandale mukutehe niskramya gostaditaha Sandesham vadavandano taramamum brindata vindrayame Dagdhum prana pasum sikhi virahabur indemad angalaye Sandram nagara chandra bindi Rabasada sargala bandhanam. O brother crow, O best of all youths, after you leave Brajbhumi, please go to Vrindavan's king Krishna. Offer obeisances to him and speak to him the following message on my behalf. O moon of all amorous heroes, you should do what is proper. You're a Brijbasi. The Brijbasis are householders, and they know the proper behavior. When there's a fire and the house is on fire, what is the first duty of that householder? The first duty is that he has to go and open the door so that the animals can get out of the house. So Radharani, she said, the house of my body is on fire. And it's your duty to unbolt the door and let out the animal of my life that's burning in this house. And what is the bolt of that door that's locking the animal of my life in this burning house? It's your promise that I'll return. So, in this way, Radharani, she told Krishna, the better you let me die. So, tomorrow, we'd like to read something to you about the feelings that Krishna was experiencing when he was in Dwarka, in separation from the gopis, and why it was that they decided to have a meeting in Kurukshetra, and how that came about. So we'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vinda ki, Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ke, Go Premanande Hadi Hadi Bo, Bancha Kopati Rubishcha, Kripa Sindhu Bhyeva Cha, Vaditanam Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo.